You know, a caller to the show the other night when we were talking about the controversial topic we were talking about said that that topic was nothing more than a distraction and takes away from the big picture. Well, that caller was 100% right. When you look at the big picture, Natalie Holloway has still not been reunited with her family. That's what their family wants. Both the mother and the father have told me on this show several times that they just want to find their daughter. Hopefully the person or persons responsible for her demise will be brought to justice. That's what this is all about. Petty jealousies, accusations, false accusations do nothing to help find Natalie Holloway. 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, whatever it is, answers have to be given. Answers have to be made. Justice is served in many different forms, but petty jealousies and throwing out digs and insults and saying that this should be done and that shouldn't have been done takes away from the big picture. It takes away from the good work that some organizations have done. And I think maybe being caught up in the media aspect of this somewhat, the 15 minutes or 20 minutes of fame, have taken away from, again, the big picture. Hopefully answers will be given, but when it comes to sitting and bickering and complaining about somebody, it doesn't do any of us any good. There's only one person that's responsible for the death of Natalie Holloway, or two, or three. We'll let justice decide that. Is there justice in Aruba? Doesn't look like it. Hopefully, maybe someday. Was the young girl in Peru killed because of one person? Yes, and that one person is Joran Vandersloot. I'm Dana Pretzer.